This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
God, may your eternal truth be always on our hearts, that you, the God who breathed this world into being, placed stars in the heavens and designed a butterfly's wing, is the same God who entrusted your life to the care of ordinary people and became vulnerable so that we might know how strong is the power of love. A mystery so deep it is impossible to grasp, a mystery so beautiful it is impossible to ignore. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Early this Advent, I had someone challenge me to the appropriateness of celebrating Santa Lucia, Saint Lucy, as a part of our Advent worship. And the more I reflected upon it, the more it became clear to me that the story of Santa Lucia is a metaphor for the story of this most holy night. And when we talk about the myth of Christmas, the truth of Christmas, we are told by people like Joseph Campbell that a myth is a truth that is so deep it is only by metaphors we can get to its reality. And so Santa Lucia, with candles in her hair, brings hope and sustenance to those in the dark. We celebrate tonight that light that has come into the world, which is so clearly shared in the Christmas message from our presiding bishop, Michael Curry.
In the first chapter of John's Gospel, sometimes referred to as the prologue to the Gospel, sometimes spoken of as the whole Gospel in miniature, the Gospel writer says this as he reflects on the coming of God into the world in the person of Jesus, as he reflects on Christmas. He says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. I don't think it's an accident that long ago, followers of Jesus began to commemorate his coming into the world when the world seemed to be at its darkest. It's probably not an accident that we observe Christmas soon after December 21st, the winter solstice. The winter solstice being in the northern hemisphere, the darkest time of the year. Undoubtedly, these ancient Christians who began to celebrate the coming of God into the world, they knew very well that this Jesus, his teachings, his message, his spirit, his example, his life, points us to the way of life itself. A way of life where we take care of each other. A way of life where we care for God's world. A way of life where we are in a loving relationship with our God and with each other as children of the one God who has created us all. They also knew John's gospel and John's Christmas story. Now, there are no angels in John's Christmas story. There are no wise men coming from afar. There's no baby lying in a manger. There's no angel choir singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo in the highest of the heavens. There are no shepherds tending their flocks by night. Matthew and Luke tell those stories. In John, it is the poetry of new possibility born of the reality of God when God breaks into the world. It's not an accident that long ago, followers of Jesus began to commemorate his birth, his coming into the world, when the world seemed darkest, when hope seemed to be dashed on the altar of reality. It is not an accident that we too commemorate his coming when things do not always look right in this world. But there is a God, and there is Jesus. And even in the darkest night, that light once shined and will shine still. His way of love is the way of life. It is the light of the world. And the light of that love shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not, cannot, and will not overcome it. God love you. God bless you. And may you have a Merry Christmas. And may this world be blessed. Amen.
And so, there's a rhythm in this life on earth. Consistent is its beat. The words the bishop just shared with us are worthy to repeat. The light has come into the world. The darkness will not overcome it. So the beat and rhythm of our life's tune so good that we should learn to hum it. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. Now some of us here come every year and we're blessed in so many ways. We rejoice in the light on Christmas night. We live in it every day. So if you find your days are merry and bright, then learn from what you've received. Go share your light, and to his light invite all the one whom the dark's deceived. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. Some are in the dark, stuck, bad choices, bad luck. Things happen that leave us shaken. We face a Christmas alone, someone's missing from home. By separation or death, they've been taken. So let me explain in words that are plain what I'm trying to make midnight clear. Indulge me to share from my past life where there's a lesson that fits in here. I had a job years ago, had to travel to and fro. Yes, constant tickets and passports required. To third world spaces, unknown cities and places, even more than this vagabond desired. It was difficult at times, hotels not exactly prime to sleep in different spaces every night, different pillows, lumpy bed, giving me stiff back and head, never finding things work just right. So with my boss, I struck a deal that to me was just ideal, that I'd be willing and would gladly travel on. If at Hyatt's I could stay each travel night and day whenever I needed to be gone. That way there'd always be for a vagabond like me just a little touch of comfort and of home. They had hotels in every city, in each country. They were pretty. I'd have a refuge wherever I would roam. Well, it stayed that way for several years. I was always of good cheer. The consistency, it felt so very fine. The same pillows and quality bed, helping my aching back and head. And on the same room service menu, I could dine. Not to mention a loyalty plan that for every Hyatt fan gave up perks for every stay in each location. I reached their highest status. They offered many things as gratis, even an annual family vacation. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. Now you're all wondering why, with rolling eyes and heavy sighs, how this relates to this most holy night. I won't keep you in suspense. It will make a lot more sense when we compare it to the Holy Family's flight. You see, in ancient days, you're valued, they'd appraise, by the legendary story of your birth. A godly origin to your birth increased your status and your worth, a heavenly connection to your arrival on the earth. Your birth gave a sneak peek how your reign would be unique, how you're born told others who you are. It sort of set the stage for what would happen as you age. It let them see in life how you would go so far. Whether Dad was the god Zeus or Venus was your proof, there needed to be a way to show your God connection. For emperors and kings, a real important thing was to prove your rank was by divine election. Together, come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. Back to this holy night and the Holy Family's plight, no hotels or inns, no loyalty points to rent a room. A feeding trough for beasts, there's hay for a bed at least, for the child of an unwed high school girl's womb. They traveled far from home to a place for them unknown, the only loyalty plan received from up above. In the most undesired way, the most humbling place to stay shows that this new king would rule with only love. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. So back here to our friends who need broken hearts to mend, take comfort in the sign that his birth gives. The most difficult space and most unfamiliar place where you find yourself is where this king lives. Longing for the sun to shine, yearning that life again be fine, don't miss this cosmic incarnation sign. In the deepest dark you know is where he will always go, so his light once again in you may shine. From the beginning of creation to this most recent incarnation, God's been separating darkness from the light, changing exclusion with inclusion, reversing power and ranks illusion, making all of us God's children in God's sight, throwing violence to the dark, making peace the brand new spark to a whole new way of living in his light. So even the most undesirable place you find, where the darkness makes you blind, there is light for you on this most holy night. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. No TripAdvisor highest rating, no pre-check-in without waiting. We're given hope from this dark place where our king dwells. His birth entrance is no fable. He chose an environment more stable and invites you to this same one-star hotel. Come out of the dark, step into the light that redeems your sorrow and strife. No matter the place you find yourself, he brings hope and peace and life. He'll be the light on for you. Amen.